ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hey, and hello. Welcome back to ER 101. Well, our next topic is a sobering topic. A recent study in the Annals of Emergency Medicine found that 1 in 5 girls and 1 in 8 boys reported dating violence just in this past year. So it's an astounding thing. Healthy relationships are an issue with young people. And we're lucky we have the author of that study here to talk about it, Dr. Vijay Singh. He is a faculty on the Department of Emergency Medicine at the University of Michigan. Welcome, Dr. Singh, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
So this was a great study. I read about it, and we're going to ask a little bit about it. And it's something that comes up a lot, because a couple years ago, there was a young woman who was murdered at college. You always hear about it when it's a tragedy on the news, you know, a young woman murdered by her boyfriend. But adolescent dating violence is actually much more common than we think. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, we hear in the news about if there is, say, a death due to violence, and, you know, it can be teens in a dating relationship, but there are other factors that often lead up to that, you know, that mortality, that severe injury. You know, the study that we conducted in our University of Michigan emergency department was showed that at the numbers that you had cited, you know, almost 15% of young women and young men reported on a survey about dating violence just in the past year. You know, those are rates that are higher than they are for adults. So it is a common problem, and in the healthcare system, that's something that we often see.
Mm-hmm. And why do you, well, let's talk a little bit about the study. So what made you focus on adolescents, per se, when you were looking at this?
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of studies done on adults, so people 18 and over, and looking at, you know, what we call intimate partner violence. There's also then violence in relationships amongst teens, so younger people, age 14 to 21, were in this study, or 14 to 20, actually. There's not much research done on that younger population, and trying to understand what health conditions are associated with teen dating violence, and how that might then help physicians to ask questions of adolescents that we see in the emergency department or elsewhere that could, you know, help us discover if there is violence in their relationships.
Mm-hmm. And in this study, did you look at perhaps some of the teens? I mean, we talk a lot in domestic violence or intimate partner violence about this cycle of violence. Were a lot of these kids in families where there was violence and domestic violence?
So in this study, we didn't assess their past kind of family history, you could call it, of violence. So I can't speak to that specifically, but definitely there is literature that shows that as people are adults, they've often had a history of violence. Either they were abused as a child, or they witnessed violence amongst their, you know, parents. And, you know, one of the thoughts of addressing dating violence is that people who are in dating violence relationships often have that violence still as they're adults, and interventions that are done early can be primary prevention for preventing future injuries, you know, or even death in those severe cases of violence between partners.
Hmm. So do you also think then, even without knowing that history of the cycle of violence, do you think that part of it is the vulnerability of young adults and teens is that maybe they're inexperienced with relationships, or is there some kind of peer pressure to be in a relationship, and, you know, when there are some red flags and things?
Yeah, I think that's all true. I mean, you know, definitely young people in relationships, they're trying to figure out their roles as a woman or as a man, and they may get into conflictual situations as they're trying to figure that out. Young people, you know, can change their partners more often than do adults. You know, they're often not living with their partner. Their finances aren't, you know, mixed together. So it's easier for someone to move in and out of a relationship, and that could maybe even create some, you know, violent or conflictual situations. So I think there's a lot of factors that play into the causes for the violence.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because, and I had written a HuffPost piece last year when there were like three girls within a month that were killed across the country about, we talk to our kids about safe sex, but nobody really talks to them about what's a safe relationship and what's acceptable in a relationship.
I agree, and I think it's a hard conversation for parents to have, you know, with their children. You know, adults may not have these conversations with their own, you know, partner, you know, let alone their children. You know, I think there's a great website that focuses on teen dating violence. It's called loveisrespect.org. That's all one word. And they have suggestions for parents about what can you do, like what questions can you ask of your children to see if they're in violent relationships or what help can you get them. So there are some resources, I think, that people can look into.
So are there some red flags that parents or teens can watch out for if maybe they suspect that their child is involved in an abusive relationship, if they think their relationship's maybe not quite right or feels abusive?
Yeah, I mean, so that kind of gets to, you know, so what is it that makes a relationship abusive? And, you know, in our study, we looked at what we'd call physical abuse, or if someone was, you know, hit or punched or slapped or kicked. Those are, you know, sometimes very obvious things to see, and parents may notice that when they see their child with that child's partner. You know, but otherwise, if you, you know, I'd say if I was a parent of an adolescent, and I would be looking into if my child had unexplained marks or bruises or was getting emails or text messages excessively. If I saw my child might look depressed or anxious or was using alcohol or drugs, like substances, you know, those were things we found in our study. The alcohol, drug use, depression was associated with dating violence. Those would be things I would look into. Or even just if my child is spending a lot less time suddenly with, like, the family, it could be that a partner's trying to isolate them or control them. And that doesn't mean that if someone's spending less time that they're in a violent relationship. You know, adolescents are trying to, you know, find their own way and spend time with their peers. Those would be things I'd want to ask about of a child.
Yeah, those are some good tips. Are there any tips if you think maybe your child may be abusive? We only have like about a minute left. Did you look at that? Could you see certain personality types of abusers, or you didn't really see that in this study?
Yeah, we didn't address that specifically. You know, we were just looking at people who disclosed, although I guess I could say part of it, we looked at both people who are victims of violence and people who are aggressors, or the person, you know, committing the violence. And we did find that both victims and aggressors had alcohol use, drug use, depression. That's what we had focused on. But, you know, in general, if I thought that this was happening with my child, I would tell them I'd concern with their safety, and I would try to get them to resources. And that can include this, you know, website, this loveisrespect.org. They have a phone number, 866-331-9474, that parents can call on behalf of their child, or that a child could call.
Okay, repeat that phone number one more time.
Yeah, so this is the Teen Domestic Violence Hotline. It's staff 24/7, 866-331-9474.
Great. That's great information, and it's don't be ashamed. Ask your kids if you're worried about it. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well and tune into your health.